The Park City School District finished a comprehensive strategic plan last year. They began the facility's master planning process this fall, and with that, they're asking consultants GSBS to assist in identifying and building a model for the future educational needs of the community. Business Administrator Todd Hopper hopes the one-hour conversational format will entice more people to attend.
It's more that we want to have a dialogue. We want to talk about where have we been enough so that everyone has context, that we're not abandoning works of the past, that we're taking knowledge and information from the past, bringing that in. But we really want to have that dialogue with the community and find out where they do see where is education going. There'll be three questions that we want to put out there all around what should a graduate look like when they leave the Park City school system. So we want to understand what that vision is and make sure that we then design the resources to get us there. What are the three things that you would see in a graduate from the Park City school district?
As technology changes, so should the way we educate students. Hopper said the issue of what learning facilities look like has changed and will continue to change.
Correct. We would like to know, what is that outcome? What is the educational outcome that the community desires? What does that student look like? And then what resources are needed for that student to achieve that outcome? Facilities are a part of that story. It's not the sum of the whole story.
Hopper said they'll use a 10-year timeline to evaluate future needs.
But that's about how far we can look out at student populations and demographics of that nature, so that dynamic. But we also want to have spaces that are flexible enough that they don't lock us into a particular mindset or a particular technology, but are open enough that, you know, if the future is distance learning, do we have the capability and capacities within the structures of the buildings to support distant learning? Whatever that looks like, you know, whether it's video broadcasts or it's classes held in remote locations, we don't know. And so we want to have that flexibility in our design.
The consultants will pull together the information and present it to the school board. The teachers will also be tapped to provide their vision of the future of education.
And they will then recommend what are different approaches, different solutions to the information that the community brings to our attention. Also on the 30th, we'll be visiting with the teachers. They have a whole day conference where they're sitting down at an education summit and talking about pedagogies and different approaches and models and things that, from their perspective as a professionals in the classroom, what is the future of teacher work? What does the learning environment need to look like? What does learning look like holistically? And bring all of that information in, as well as what the community is talking about.
There are two sessions for the Future of Education Forum on Monday, the 29th, at the Richens Building at Kimball Junction. Times are 5:30 and 6:30. The public is encouraged to bring their ideas of what three things Park City graduates need in order to succeed after high school. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.